All right, we are plugged in and ready to rock and roll. Friday, the 28th of July, 2023, here in Sydney, Australia. It's the Kraz Files podcast with Adam. Great to be on deck for another podcast. I hope everyone out there, when they get this and receive it, are doing fine. And thanks so much for everyone's support out there and getting on the website and everything. We've been going since 2015, eh? And still here. Despite everything that's happened, we're still moving along. So it's great to be on deck with all the listeners out there. Now, Janice Barcelo, author and researcher, is plugging in with me today for another podcast. Janice is going to be mentioning some news about her books when we're looking at Australia and the access there. That's going to be exciting. And also an upcoming sort of webinar that she's going to be doing in August. So I wanted to get Janice on fairly quickly to promote that webinar and get people in there. This is looking at assisted reproductive technologies and this. So that's going to be absolutely amazing. And so we're going to be discussing this this today on the podcast and Janice's work around this as well as we move forward. So it's going to be a great podcast. If you have any of the new listeners are jumping on board, you can go on to thekrazfiles.com. That's my website. Type in Janice Barcelo and have a look at all the podcasts you get from over the years. There's a lot, I tell you. And they look, a lot were taken down. They deleted my YouTube channel and all of that. But you get them on, get them over at BitChute as well. And Janice is quite popular as well on the Telegram channels, and there's always information being shared. So, but if you're looking for all the podcasts we've done or anything specific, everything's up on that website. Often a lot of links will be broken and things, but everything remains up on that site. So go back and have a listen and a look at all the podcasts we've done with Janice over the years. And there's plenty going up on my website. You can contact me through there. As I said, we do have a chat on Telegram, and the chat's open on the Kraz Files website as well. Just log in there and leave information if you will. And it's all about getting information out as well. I do have our members, because I don't sell anything and I don't have ads, pop-ups, nothing. And I do it alone. So membership's the best way to support me here on the ground, because I do it myself all these years, and it really, really does help. So click on one of the members banners on the website. It's over at Buy Me a Coffee now. I had to move it over there. So I'm hosting members podcasts over on Buy Me a Coffee, and you can sign up there for $8 Australian a month and just log in there. And it's growing, so it's working okay, and that's all attached to the website. I do the Night Watch podcast with Adam almost every night that I'm not on with guests, and I have a new podcast that I do as well called The Sledgehammer, where I take scumbags that I just hate. I hate them, and they make my skin crawl, and I put them under the sledgehammer, and I just expose them, all the information that I've saved on these individuals. So I've done a former Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, the other night, and exposed him, this disgusting scumbag. I can't stand him, and I've put him under the sledgehammer. So that's new content for the Kraz Files members over on Buy Me a Coffee and support. I can't do it without it. So really, really crucial times to help us keep going here in real alternative media. Now, Janice has another webinar coming up. She's going to discuss that now and jump in with me. Pretty incredible times. Janice, where would you like to start on the podcast today with your material that you would like to go through?
Let me start.
And welcome.
Thank you. Let me start by making an announcement for my people in Australia that are interested in my books. I have gotten a distributor in Australia. Her name is Kim Hamilton. She bought a bulk of my books and will be available to distribute those books to Australian friends. Before she came along, people were paying upwards of $100 Australian for a single book, because the shipping rates to Australia are outrageously expensive. So getting a book through Kim Hamilton is going to save probably half of that amount or more if you buy multiple books. So for those that are interested in my birth trauma book or my ultrasound book or my Wireless Devices book, you want to go through Kim Hamilton, and you can get on my website at birthofanewearth.com and click on any of my books, and you can scroll down to the Australian link in order to make the purchase. So she's going to be saving people a lot of money. She's also doing it at the market, selling the books at the market. So she's been a blessing in my life, and I just wanted to let my Australian friends know that that is happening. Also, my ministry, Birth of a New Earth Ministry, is now up on my website, Adam. I know you've taken a look at that webpage. It took me, like, I can't tell you how many hours to put
holy crap. Yeah, that's massive. That is, yeah. That is a huge body of work. I know having a website is not easy to do all that and have it all like that. So a huge job on your part there.
Yeah, I mean, to go to the ministry page, it's right at the top of my website at birthofanewearth.com. The image is there to show what is possible when we approach birth in the right way, just to show the magnificent joy and love that is present when we do it the right way, counterposed with all of the trauma that we experience if we allow the medical establishment to hijack our pregnancies and births. So there are many images for that as well. And even an image from my own personal story with my daughter, who was born not breathing and put in their neonatal intensive care units, where she was tortured for 2 months before they actually killed her. And I'm quite certain at this point, Adam, that they killed her because they wanted her organs. You know, they keep these babies on paralysis drugs in order to convince the parents that the baby is quote-unquote brain dead, and to get the parents to sign over permission for them to harvest the baby's organs. Of course, I only found this out years later after this happened to my daughter. But the truth is, there's no such thing as brain death. It's a complete medical fiction that is designed to make it legal for the medical establishment to murder people in order to harvest their organs. And what they do to these babies and to the young adults who end up in their quote-unquote care is they put them on paralysis drugs or they put them in a drug-induced coma to get the parents to acquiesce to signing over the organs. And then the organs are, while these babies and young people are paralyzed on paralysis drugs, their organs are cut out of them one at a time. They're very much alive and feeling everything because there's no anesthetic. They claim that they don't need to give anesthetic since the people are quote-unquote brain dead. However, the people are feeling everything as they are being tortured to death with their organs being torn out of their bodies. And the heart, of course, is the last organ that's taken, after which the person is finally dead. So this is something people need to be aware of, because the organ donation, quote unquote, it is a crime racket and a satanic industry that really needs to be squashed completely from this earth. And no parent should ever acquiesce to saying yes to these creatures taking the organs of their children. And I learned about this actually, Adam, from an 80-year-old, 80-plus neonatologist named Dr. Paul Byrne, who was heavily involved in the medical establishment and was blowing the whistle on this whole fraud. I interviewed him a number of times. So, yeah, coming back to the ministry is designed to educate people naturally about all of this, you know, about what's going on with the medical establishment and about how to take back our pregnancies and births so we don't end up in the hands of these very, very dark creatures who they're so cruel and they're so horrid and abominable that it's hard to fathom the depths of evil to which they will go to harm us and our children. But we have to know, and especially at this time where so few people are able to reproduce. Everybody's becoming infertile thanks to the wireless grid and the use of ultrasound during pregnancy. There's going to be very few people that can reproduce. And we have millions of people going into the medical establishment to get help getting pregnant through their assisted reproductive technologies. They used to be called what they are, artificial reproductive technologies. this is an artificial system that is absolutely designed to take over the role of the creator in the creation of life. That's what they want. That's their wet dream, is to be, you know, producing children in a lab according to their design, according to the designs of Lucifer and the dark side, instead of children coming to this earth in accordance with the creator's design. So, you know, the upcoming webinar is going to go deep. I mean, I'm going deep right now for the research, for the PowerPoint for this webinar about assisted reproductive technologies, and I'm kind of blown away by what I'm reading and learning about these technologies. This is I hear your baby in the background. This is a multi-billion-dollar industry, Adam. You know, it's a $35 billion industry this year, expected to go to $75 billion within the next 3 years because of the increasing rates of infertility. So people should, you know, be aware of what they're getting into before they step foot into the lair of these creatures. It's a very, very dark world. Do you want to add anything or say anything about anything I've shared so far?
This is really, as you said, Janice, very deep research, isn't it? And it's part of what we've been talking about here for so long. And I think it's good that you're doing this and getting it out there for people. It's really important times to be doing it. I was just listening to what you were saying there before. I sent you the article from Australia about 700 babies being left to die after botched abortions. This was in a Senate hearing. And it says in the article, you know, we must be measured by how we treat our most vulnerable, you know. And when you look at this in a country like Australia with a small population, you just think, oh, my goodness me. So this was a Senate hearing in Canberra between 2010 and 2020. More than 700 babies were just left to die after botched abortions, full term, and stuff like that, you know, just pulled them out, did it wrong, and threw them somewhere, you know. And this is the type of system we're up against, and that's why I said to you on Skype as well, you know, like, it's not just it's the medical system, like it's these satanic evil monsters behind it, you know. Looking back at the foundations of this so-called modern medicine, you know, with the Rockefeller Foundation and everything and what they've done right through, how they train people in medical school, how doctors are coming out and what they're learning, you know, is so cold. And we are now doing this to ourselves, you know, in a massive, massive way. This is a massive scale. If this is happening in Australia, imagine looking all around the world at what's going on, you know, at that. So, and that people are working within this system, and they're doing this, just everyday nurses and people and working in the hospital system. You just kind of, it's very hard to even comprehend, you know, and as you're saying, it is such a cold system. And if this is going on in Australia where they're just botching abortions like that, and just throwing them somewhere, probably in the bin, or and they're not even, they're just letting them die. You know, it's just so brutally cold. It's brutally cold how we're treating our elderly in nursing homes. It's just we're living in those times now. And then what you were just saying before as well, there was an article I sent you from The Guardian about synthetic human embryos being created in groundbreaking advance. They call it groundbreaking. You know, conjuring up the devil, satanic rituals in these laboratories. They call it groundbreaking, but here we go. Yeah, creating synthetic human embryos, which is what you alluded to there before. I just bring up those two articles because I think that's shocking, absolutely shocking from Australia. And now we're on to the synthetic human embryos being created, which is exactly what you were talking about there. It's going further. Here.
Two things I want to say. First of all, regarding the abortion issue, we should talk about that. But I have another upcoming webinar in October on abortion. So I am going to be covering the realities of the abortion industry later this year. And with respect to these synthetic embryos, what people need to understand is they're being created from human stem cells.
Yes.
And in other words, those human stem cells are coming from human babies, sometimes from human cord blood. The cord blood of the babies is being harvested, but also from the sperm and the egg of aborted babies. They are using, believe it or not, Adam, they are using eggs from aborted babies. Aborted baby girls to create IVF children. They are using sperm from dead men. If you can get in and within, I think it's a few hours after a man dies, and this is another reason for organ donation. Okay, you can aspirate with a needle, sperm from dead men. So imagine creating a being whose mother was a baby that was murdered by its own mother at the request of its own mother, and whose father was also dead. Clearly, we have an extremely satanic industry conjuring life from the dead. I can't think of anything more grotesque than the minds of the creatures that actually conjured this into existence, are doing it. Of course, this is all created in Israel.
Of course.
Yeah.
That's where they're doing the stem food now, you know. They're conjuring up the dead food through printers. I saw a video with Netanyahu. They got these big printers and they're using the stem cells of animals and they're printing all this like meat and fish and stuff in Israel. This is their technology. This is where they're going now with the food as well. The stem cells. That's the next thing.
Uh-huh. You know, when you give birth in a hospital, they're going to say, oh, do you want to preserve your baby's stem cells for the future in case they get sick? First of all, your baby needs its stem cells at birth. Do not let them take the cord blood. Do not let them take your baby's stem cells, because this is the kind of shit that they're doing with it.
Yep.
Okay, this is really what's going on, friends. Do not be taken in by these extremely manipulative, deceptive creatures. You shouldn't even be in a hospital giving birth. That should be obvious at this point to any thinking person that giving birth in a hospital is a major big problem and has brought unbelievable misery to babies, children, families. There is nothing positive about going to a hospital. There's nothing safe about it. Despite the lies you've been fed, it is the most dangerous place to give birth. And if you want to have birth trauma, then do go to the hospital. Because we can almost guarantee that you and your baby are going to be traumatized if you go there. All right, that's what it's for. It's a system of trauma-based mind control. That's what hospitals are for during the birth process, to traumatize parents and to traumatize the incoming babies, especially the babies. So we need to get clear about this. You know, to me, Adam, I've been talking about this stuff for 15 years publicly. Although I've seen it for more than 20 years. I just wasn't willing to talk about it for a long time after I started seeing what was really going on. I finally came out with it, I don't know, sometime around 2009 or 10. So I've been talking about this a long time, and it's amazing to me that people still do not see it. Like, what is wrong with people?
What happens here, Janice, like your thoughts, you're talking about them harvesting dead people from dead people. This research with the synthetic human embryos, and they're looking at, you know, the synthetic human embryos using the stem cells again. Where does the soul come into play here when you're doing this? Because it's not, a child isn't being born through natural means, and that spark of life when they're taking the stem cells here and doing this kind of work. What's your thoughts on where the soul comes into play? What happens here?
Well, it's going to be
what
very
we're breeding with
it's going
who
to
these people
very,
will be.
What?
With who these people will eventually grow up to be. What are they? Are we living in some Blade Runner future, or like, do they have a proper soul? How does this work when they're just creating from stem cells? It's
look, I don't have all the answers, Adam, but I do know, that the children who are products of these technologies are not happy. They're not healthy. They feel like science experiments. They know, you know, I read one story where this young woman was, she was a fertilized embryo that was cryopreserved. And these embryos can sit in this freezer for decades without becoming embodiments. Okay, and two people, you know, decided to come in and be the savior of one of these embryos and bring her to life. And she's not grateful. I mean, she was interviewed probably around the age of 20. And, you know, she's got no genetic connection to her parents. They have completely different appearance. She has no awareness of who her genetic parents are. She knows that her father was either paid to jack off into a cup. She knows her father got paid to abandon her. Those are her words. My father was paid to abandon me. Some of these sperm are coming from the Jewish doctors that are involved in these technologies over and over and over again. These guys are getting caught using their own disgusting Jew-infested sperm to create these IVF children. And then now there's hundreds more Jews, Jewish DNA in the world because of these very sick doctors. Okay, so we don't know if her father was one of these really grotesque doctors. If her father was just a young man that needed money and so decided, or he really enjoys masturbating to pornography in a technological setting so he can earn money. You know, we don't know who her father was. We don't know who her mother was. You know, which mother decided to have multiple eggs surgically removed from her body and then fertilized in a Petri dish. You know, you have to understand the spiritual consequences to the children that are conceived this way. In a natural conception, and this is very interesting, the egg has like little hair follicles, okay? And when it sees the sperm that is its choice, it chooses which sperm it wants, it will reach out its little hair follicles to bring that sperm into its body, into the egg. Okay, so the egg is choosing which sperm of all the sperm that are there. It chooses just one.
It's incredible.
It's incredible, okay? This isn't a natural conception.
Jeez.
Now, what
it's
we
like
have,
a design, Janice. It's like a pre-design. It's just, it knows, you know? It's incredible.
There's an intelligence behind,
intelligent design, yes.
Yes. There's an intelligence and a wisdom behind it that is completely turned on its head in the artificial reproductive industry, because when you have an egg that's been taken out of a woman's body and she's produced these eggs through the use of very toxic drugs to make her hyperovulate. All right, so the eggs are toxic, and they take out a whole bunch of them. And then you decide which ones look best under a microscope, right? And you take whatever the best one, and you take a sperm from some strange person and literally inject this sperm into the egg. This is rape. It is just like rape. The egg has no choice whatsoever in the selection of who it will be fertilized by. This is all done by the dark side. Okay, and then they're going to go, after they get something growing in this Petri dish, they're going to do surgery again to put this into a woman's body. It could be the woman who created the egg, or it could be somebody totally different, like a surrogate mother, who has no connection whatsoever to the egg or the sperm. You know, she's a womb for hire. She gets paid buku bucks to carry a baby, all too often for homosexual men or lesbian couples. And these children are in a womb where the woman that's carrying them is not going to make a loving connection with them at all. Any surrogate mother is going to resist bonding with the baby that she's carrying, because as soon as she gives birth, she's got to hand it over to the people that paid her to carry the baby. I was recently reading a story by Khloe Kardashian was interviewed, because she did surrogacy with, I think it was her second child, at the suggestion of her sister, Kim Kardashian, who really, you know, really just raves about surrogacy. But Khloe was like, I didn't like it at all. She says, I've had a very hard time bonding with my son. She said, I felt absolutely terrible to think about the woman who carried my baby, that right after she gave birth, she had to give the baby to us and was not even able to connect with it, although the mother's body is flooded with the hormones of, you know, producing breast milk and, you know, wanting to be with the baby and to love the baby and hug the baby and, you know, not so. It's not happening with the surrogate mother. There's no concern for the baby or the mother, the surrogate mother. So Khloe Kardashian got it. She felt it. She knew something was way off. Something is still off with her relationship with her son. And I could even see it in the picture that something's not right with this boy. That he's going to be in immense emotional pain because of the way he was brought to this world. And this all serves the dark agenda, you see? And this all needs to be talked about. This all needs to be confronted and addressed so that this whole industry can be wiped out completely, can be extinguished from the earth entirely, along with the people, the creatures responsible for it. The level of grief and anguish caused to the children is unimaginable, but nobody gives a shit about the children, about, you know, the impact that this has on the children. It's all about the parents. It's all about what the parents want. And there's so much to it, you know. If a surrogate mother is carrying, let's say we have a couple, Adam, and the woman is infertile, but the man is not. So they decide to get a donor egg and a surrogate mother. Okay, now this adoptive mother is going to have no genetic connection to this baby whatsoever. And her husband's sperm is going to be matched with another woman's sperm, another woman's egg, to bring forth this child. Do you think this mother might have some issues in terms of her relationship with the child? You better believe it. But nobody's thinking about the consequences. For the parents and the children, this is, you know, this is a multifaceted, extremely dark, dysfunctional, evil, totally evil system. And I come back to the Ringing Cedars books, Adam. You know, and everybody in the world needs to read these books. There's a scene in these books where they are observing entities on another planet who look like us. They dress similarly to us, but they're not like us because they have no feelings. And the way that they create life is not through sexual union or love. There's no emotional capacity in these beings at all. So everything is done through taking their genetics and mixing them together in a laboratory. And the finishing products of this being are also done in the laboratory. And this is how life on this planet is perpetuated.
It's us in the future.
Well, if we allow it.
Yeah, it's like some of those things, you sort of think maybe it's a warning from the future in a way, you know, of what we become, what's going to happen to us if we continue, you know. That's exactly where we're going.
It's also, yes, and it's also an observation that we're dealing with an alien force. These technologies are not of the Earth. They have no place on the Earth. And the beings that brought them forth are not human. You know, I use the word human, I'm mixed about it, because human means altered mankind. You know, hue is a shade of mankind. And a human is an altered man. And I think actually the Jews are the humans. They are the altered mankind. And there are people on this earth that are you know, descendants of pristine mankind. They're different races. But anyway, pristine mankind does not create children through technology. Technology is a Luciferian overlay onto what's natural. It's been imposed on us. It's been forced into our world, quite literally. And everywhere technology exists, there is a destruction of the earth and the living things, because it's not part of the original design. It is an overlay, an interference, a mutant matrix that we've all been born into through the hospital system, where it's been normalized to use technology for every step of our lives. We're at the point right now, Adam, where it's so far gone, okay? All this wireless stuff, I mean, people are going to die. People are dying in mass by the millions right now. The saddest part is it's not just people. Like, I don't care if millions of people die. I really don't. Because if they're not going to wake the hell up, then it's best for their bloodlines to end. Seriously, we don't need this anymore. It has to stop. And it will stop. It will end. So that this dimension can be restored to its pristine origins, which are based on love and have nothing to do with this technology. But you see all these people running around with their phones and in their microwave vehicles, and, you know, I mean, it's just ridiculous how far gone things are.
Yeah. It's an infection. We're infected.
It's a cancer.
It's a cancerous, yeah, infection that's out of control. This is some kind of interdimensional parasitic entities. And they don't mind showing themselves either. And they're definitely telling us and showing us what they're doing. They're doing it in broad daylight now. And it's so weird in the United States where they're coming out all over the media now worldwide saying that they've extracted these living creatures from UFOs and stuff. What a load. What a crock. You've seen that with the USP generals. I think this is all, they're getting ready to do something. Show us something.
They're getting ready because their overlords are about to make an appearance.
Something's coming, yeah, but it's interdimensional.
That planet I just mentioned to you that was visited in the Ringing Cedars books, I'm going to call them the Anunnaki.
Mm. Mm.
Okay. They're going to make an appearance.
Yep, and
the media are right now preparing people's consciousness for their arrival. And this is even talked about in the Ringing Cedars books as well. All right. That they are going to present themselves as our saviors. They're going to say they have solutions to all of our problems, that they can provide everybody with housing and jobs and, you know, whatever technology they need.
And they'll take human form.
No,
I think they will.
They're going to present themselves as aliens, which they are. They're not of this earth. Even though they kind of look like us, they're not like us. But I think they will present themselves as who they are, what they are, and they'll claim that they're a very advanced technological civilization, which they are. Everything they do is based on technology. They use technology to make up for their deficits in every realm. That's the only way they can exist. Is through technology. They have no creative potential. You see, we have the potential to create every single thing that we need in every single moment, to literally bring that into form right before our eyes. That is the power of pristine mankind. We are creators. We have, just as our Creator created this magnificent world, so too we are destined to be co-creators with the Creator to make this world even more magnificently beautiful, more magnificently flourishing, and more magnificently good and filled with love. That's our job. And we have everything we need to do it. All right, the job of these other entities is to stop that from happening and to gain dominion over the Creator's creations. This is what they're going for. So yeah, they're going to show themselves, and the media are preparing people's consciousness for their arrival. The controllers are going to try to do everything they can to break down civilization to the point where people will jump on the train and say, yeah, I'm going to follow these aliens. I'm going to take them up on their offer. And they'll all be marched into their smart cities, into their smart city hells. And many of them will begin committing suicide because they're going to recognize their mistake.
Yes.
Yes, because
yeah, that's right.
There's no humanity left.
March through those doors, those gates of hell, and they'll slam behind you. I've said this countless times, and people will just not be able to find their way back. They're getting further and further away from who they really are. And that's transhumanism. That's what they're doing, you know? And that's what's going to happen. They're creating a housing crisis in Australia right now while flooding this country with migrants like they're doing to Europe. And now we just heard in Sydney they're building these smart apartments which nobody will ever own. You'll just rent them, you know. They're getting very close to taking away our cash. We've just had our biggest banks go cashless now at their branches. People can't get their money out. They're getting very close. And people think, oh, you guys are crazy up there. You've got the U.S. military guys up there on national television, worldwide news, saying that they've got live specimens from spacecraft. So, it's not just – I think they've been showing us in these movies. I remember a TV show way back, I think in the 1980s, called V, where these creatures came and took over the cities and lived among us. Exactly what you're talking about with ringing cities. They've been showing us this takeover for a very long time in the movies. So it's already seeded deep in our subconscious mindset. But still people will say, you've seen too many movies. No, it's just a movie. That can't happen. I'm telling you, they're getting ready to disclose this. It's coming. And this is going to be we are living in weird times. Have a look at what they just did with the COVID jabs and the lockdowns. And you're telling me they're not getting ready to show us something? There's something here now, and we said this with Janice many times. They're creating all this 5G, all this wireless stuff, because that's going to create a better environment for whatever the hell is coming. And they're going to present themselves as our savior as things get so bad. And they're going to take away our food. They're going to have all this stuff going on, and people just are struggling to even put food on their table anymore, and they can't take it anymore. That's what's happening now. People can't find work. They're going to squeeze the hell out of us, so we have nowhere else to go, and we're just destitute. And they're going to present these things as our savior using technology to do so, and people are going to be sucked into that. Exactly what Jenny says. And it does sound like a sci-fi fiction movie, but that's where we're living.
First of all, I want to say, I don't know how people can't find work because so many people have died. Everybody's looking for help.
It's artificial, Janice. And I think the media is playing it up to make people think it's like that. So you get negative, so you don't want to look, or you think you're going to get turned down, and people get depressed, you know.
I can't even find people to work. Okay?
Yeah, it's crazy. There's so much work out there.
Yeah. So the other thing we have to remember, and somebody sent me a great video today pointing out that from his astrological perspective, by mid-2026, we are completely in a different reality. This is almost done. This is almost complete. We're not going to be in this very much longer. And in the reality where we're heading, they're not going to be there. Okay, there are going to be no more smart cities. It's going to be no more wireless grid. Forget this shit. It's going. It's going, going, gone. So do not fear. Remember who you are. Remember you are a creator. You have the power within you to create the reality that you would like to bring forth.
Yes. Yes.
And so let's get on it, folks.
So this is why they're becoming very desperate, Janice, rushing the Agenda 2030 system in too quickly, because they know their time's running out. And we're seeing these desperate acts. It's almost like the system's malfunctioning.
I also think that they ultimately, even evil is working for the side of the good. Okay, so what they're ultimately doing, Adam, is pushing people to wake the hell up.
Mm.
To snap out of it, snap out of their trance, snap out of the mind control, and take their power back.
Why does the system want us to wake up, Janice?
The system doesn't want us to wake up.
Why is that happening?
But there's a larger force that's operating here. Okay, so if you look at it this way, okay, these evil entities are committing genocide. Many, many millions of people are dying because of the radiation and because of the jabs. Okay? Is that a bad thing in the long run? Is it a bad thing for these bloodlines to end? Or is that a positive development for the future of this earth? Think about it. And I'm not excusing what they're doing, because they are evil to the core and their intention is not to do good, on the contrary. But ultimately, all evil, number one, within evil lies the seed of its own destruction. Number two, all evil has turned around and is working for the good, whether they like it or not, whether they know it or not. Everything they're doing is ultimately serving the good. And that is how it is, and that is how it's going to end up. So that's my take, Adam. What do you think of that?
It's very, very interesting, yeah. I mean, as you said, the whole COVID thing and locking people down and stuff and this punishment, it's just forced more of a wake-up than we've ever seen.
And a pushback. Are you just going to lay down and let them, shutter your business?
Some people did.
Stand up.
Yeah, some people do. They want more. They can't get enough. But in general, when you have a look at it, I've been thinking this for ages, and a lot of people have been discussing that. It's almost like they're pushing us into a corner, stoking these people to wake up.
Yes.
And they are. And now we're just seeing so much change. We're seeing people all over the world. Everything that the system is trying, people are onto it so quick, and things are changing so fast. It's incredible. It's incredible,
That's why I say do not despair. Do not despair. I mean, I think it's rough. It's going to be rough the next couple of years.
Yeah.
I do think especially, these microwaves are heating things up so much. They call it climate change. They're never going to tell you what's actually causing this extreme heat in various parts of the world, and there's all kinds of catastrophes happening, and this is going to go on as the shakeup, the shakeup happens. But please do not despair, my friends, and please know that the other side of this is just around the corner. And these creatures will not be able to coexist with us anymore. They're going to be forced to leave. They can't vibrate at the rate of the place we're going. Okay? They cannot exist at that vibrational speed. They can only exist very, very low. You can't get more low than, we have gone so low. This is where they can function, is in these extremely low, dense vibrational fields. But this isn't going to continue.
What did these Jews put in these jabs. It's clearly targeting white Western countries, Janice, as well. I don't know if that's a true comment from RFK about him saying that it's the Afghanistan Jews or something are immune, but I don't believe anything that went on in Israel when they were forcing them with the jabs and everything. I think that's targeting. They've clearly targeted the Western and European countries with these jabs, and there's the kill rate, the death rate, just here alone, like our sudden death statistics made world news. They jumped to a massive percentage from what they normally are, just people suddenly dying, and we're seeing this all over the world and in the United States and everywhere. We were targeted by some kind of technology, but it goes beyond that. The more I look into these jabs, it just does my head in, because some people seem perfectly fine. We had different batches and numbers and things, and nothing happened in Africa. I don't think in massive parts of Africa in this country they didn't even get anything, you know. But we were targeted, clearly. Yes,
well, you know, there's a really good book called Jews Are the Problem by a black, he used to be a black nationalist, Ayo Kamathi. I've interviewed him a couple of times on my own radio show. Get the book, Jews Are the Problem. Go to moneytreepublishing.com and get that book. He does talk about the fact that this technology in the jab is designed to target specific genetics that affect the black and the white race, but that the Jews don't have, Ashkenazi Jews don't have this ACE2 receptor. And this is what Bobby Kennedy was referring to.
So he did say that, Bobby Kennedy.
You will find that, it's true what he's saying. Mm. It's true that Ashkenazi Jews, and there was another group of people also that are not affected. But where was I going with this? Oh, I totally lost my train of thought.
You were saying about the black and the white genetics that it's targeting.
The blacks and the whites are being targeted. Oh, if you look at the statistics coming out of Israel, you'll see that they have actually the highest fertility rate, you know, amongst hundreds of countries. They're literally the only country with a reproductive rate that, you know, surpasses replacement level. All other countries are well below replacement level. And this is because they're using different technologies in Israel so that the Israelis, the Jews, don't become infertile. And on the contrary, they're not infertile. There's other statistics that clearly indicate that people are not dying in Israel, that the COVID jab has not killed millions of people the way it has in white, Western, primarily Christian countries.
It was a psyop, wasn't it, Janice, when it first came out? We were talking, and you were one of the first people to say that to me, that it was a psychological operation in Israel, because they had them lining up and they were force jabbing them. They had to have those green cards to travel. People were going, these Jews were going on like BitChute and everywhere, help me, I've got to get out, they're hunting us down and all this stuff. And I thought, this is like a psychological operation to scare everybody and to think that Israelis are under attack by their own government with these technologies. How twisted is that? It's just absolutely. Well,
that's how they roll. That's how they
are. Well, they do make movies, don't they? So there you go.
And of course, there's not hardly anybody talking about the fact that these vaccines are so deadly because of the wireless technology that's in them.
Oh, because yes, the guy the other day, Janice, in the soccer that collapsed, the black fella. I don't know if you saw that video.
I don't know which one you're talking about.
Just a recent one with this big European football, like the biggest teams in the world playing. And he's a famous player, a big black guy. And he was talking in this big stadium and he just suddenly went funny and he was smiling. And he looked like a bowling pin when it gets hit, but it doesn't fall down. It kind of circles around and then he just fell into the guy. And he looked like he was just in dream world. Like he looked like he was suddenly hit by an invisible bolt of lightning. And I was just talking on the podcast that these people have these jabs in them. They're in these stadiums with all this technology and mobile devices. And certain people are just getting whacked, maybe, you know?
Well, that's it. That's why they're dropping dead, you know, when they're performing music in these stadiums and playing sports in these stadiums. So many musicians and sports players have dropped dead because of the levels of radiation. The pulsed frequencies are causing cardiac arrest. And of course, there's the blood clots and strokes and everything that radiation, that pulsed microwaves induce, is occurring in the people who've been injected. But the key to understanding the problem is that it's the wireless technology.
Mm.
Okay, and it's this, I don't know, people focus on the vaccines, and there's no question they're weapons, but we've got bigger problems, my friends, and that is the ultrasonic and wireless technologies. And all of your cell phones, you know, are operating on ultrasonic apps. You're around these technologies 24/7.
Yes. Yeah, we said that they're taking the invisible photos of your face every few seconds, infrared.
So you keep, you know, you want to live like that? Then get a cell phone. What is the matter with people?
I think the cell phone, Janice, is obviously the key to this ghastly transhuman systems. Yep. I think at some point, because I was sending you info the other day, they want to ban them in the schools, but I saw an ad on TV the other night where the pubs and clubs in Australia where you go and drink alcohol, they're pushing for people not to take their cell phones with them. And it's kind of like the cigarette thing where they push smoking and then they banned it. You know, they're starting to look like that now. Like they're going to say that you can't bring your phone into these places. I mean, this was just my humble opinion, because they've made people so addicted to the phones that they've got you. I mean, most of society are done. I mean, you can't take the phones off them. They are absolutely completely hooked. And it's almost like they're possessed when you take them away from kids. They have this demon in them, you know, that comes out. So I think maybe that's what they might do, because I think the mobile devices were the key into this door. And I think everybody's walked through it now and they don't need it anymore. They're already talking about all this, just using facial recognition now to travel from Australia to New Zealand. You don't need passport papers, nothing in the airports anymore. You just walk straight through and it's all facial recognition. You don't need a phone. And I think they're going to take the phone away as people walk into these smart cities, Janice.
The only way to replace the phone is with the technology that people are being injected with.
Injected with, internal. It'll all be inside your head, maybe, behind your eyes. Yeah, I don't know, but I think it's just a plastic tool, and they've hooked us, and people are done. They're hooked, line and sinker, and now they're going to snatch it away, say it's bad. Next thing you'll know, people will be in the parklands and having a look on their phone behind the bushes. Look at this guy, he's bad, you know, while they're all hopped up with the technology internally, you know, and they never saw that the phone was just a tool.
More and more people are seeing how destructive the cell phones are, especially for the children. So that's a good thing. And that's what happened with the tobacco industry. They lied and they lied, just like the telecommunications industry has lied and lied for decades. But more and more people are seeing it, and there's more and more studies. There's, you know, tens of thousands of studies. So they can't keep hiding it.
Oh, it was the experiment, Janice, like the Edward Bernays experiment, that he got women smoking as a status thing, that they then other women would see them. So it wasn't really about the cigarette. It was to get people smoking on a cigarette to think that they had this high status in society. So it was like a sociological experiment that worked unbelievable. And they pushed it in the movies and everything. So people saw other people smoking and thought, wow, they're like wealthy. They're so high above everybody else. They're so wonderful, you know. And then they just completely took it all away, and now it's where it is now. I just think it's these experiments they do to get us to do things and act in certain ways that we wouldn't normally do naturally, you know. They just control people. Movies do that, you know. People are just stupid. Yeah, they're stupid. They're having fun with us. It's like, look how stupid they are. crazy.
People are very, I don't know, people are pretending that they're much less than they are, which is infuriating to me.
Yes.
When the iPhones first came out, I thought to myself, why the hell would anybody want to get on the internet on a device that size? There's no way I'm getting one of those devices. I said that in 2018. There's no way I'll ever get one of those devices. I'll stick with my computer. Thanks, you know? I mean, what is wrong with people that they would be attracted to such a thing? You know, this is the problem that people have to, you have to step up into your spiritual potency. You have to step up into your, you know, who you are, for Christ's sake. You can't be this pathetic, addicted
monkey.
I mean, really, it's just ridiculous.
They got phablets now, Janice.
What's that?
They got phablets now. So it's like a mobile phone and a tablet. So it's sort of like an iPad. It's the size of a telephone book almost. So they look ridiculous on the street holding that up to their head. Hello, Bill? Hello? And they're texting away on this thing that's the size of a book.
Well, you don't think it looks stupid holding a cell phone up to your head?
Yeah, it does as well. But I'm just saying, like, yeah, it's amazing. They did. They were so small, as you said, when they came out. And I thought, who the hell's going to buy that and go online? You can't even see it. But they did get bigger. And I think I see some Chinese people around. They must have different phones than we can buy here. And they're huge. They're big. It's like ridiculous. You can't even carry the thing. You can't fit it in your pockets. You wouldn't want to, but they just carry it because they can't fit it anywhere. It's too big. So they just carry it around all day. They're holding it all day. It's insanity.
Well, that's where we are. It's going to end.
It has to end, Janice, because it's becoming outrageous. There has to be an end. It has to end somewhere. It can't just keep going. I feel like that too. It's going to be an end. And before we ring out today, Janice, and talk about your webinar, it was just something that was so sad that I saw a while ago as well with the birthing thing. There was a thing in Australia, and I guess it's happening everywhere, where younger women, they don't have a partner and they're lonely and they can't get pregnant, or they want a baby really, really bad, you know, and they can't find a partner. It's very hard in the cities or whatever, and they're becoming upset about it. And these guys are advertising on these social media sites, and the girls go and pay them a few peanuts. It's not much money, and they have sex with them in their house just to get pregnant. And what's happening is these girls are turning up to houses. These guys are advertising on websites or social media, and they don't even know who they are, and they're being raped in some instances. So they're going and paying $100 or $200 and having sex with some strange fat guy in an apartment somewhere, just in the hope that that will strike and they'll be able to have a baby. And I was just like, oh, my God. This is a sad thing too, isn't it, Janice? Like, women who end up in their 30s and they're getting into their mid-30s towards 40, and they may be separated or just can't find a partner, but that internal instinct to have a baby is so strong with them, and they're doing that, I guess, because they want to try and do it naturally. But obviously, looking at your work and upcoming work, they're falling into the artificial reproductive system, being so desperate to have a baby. But I do feel for them. I feel for them so much. I think it's such a sad thing, because I'm a man, but I can only imagine how much some women, just that clock's ticking away, and they don't have a family. They haven't met a man who will look after them and have a family together. They can't find someone in this world, and they become lonely, and they just desperately, desperately want a child, because they know they're running out of time. And once they hit 40 or so, it might get harder. I'm not saying they can't. I'm just saying it might get harder for them, and they've missed that time. They may have partied too much.
You know,
and they may have missed their time, and it's their fault. I'm just saying there's a lot of reasons that they're going to fall into that artificial reproduction sort of system, and I think it's intensifying, you know. As this system, as you said, you know, as we've been saying, it preys on these types of women as well in our societies.
You know, the other interesting thing I came across in my research is that the artificial reproductive industry says that women's eggs when they reach 40 or 42 that they become defective. Mm. Okay, now the question is, the language is the vast majority of embryos in women over 44 are abnormal. Okay, now what would make the embryos abnormal?
Wouldn't be radiation and technology, would it?
Exactly, exactly. This is exactly what's going on.
What you're alluding to is healthy women out, and we didn't have this kind of realm around us, could have children much later on, maybe.
That's right.
It's the technology.
That's exactly right. So everything about the technology has been damaging. All technology, especially electricity. Electricity is a major, major problem, and we're going to need to let it go at some point. I'm not there, you know, like I really like having a refrigerator, and I like having fans going when it's this darn hot. So I know how easy it is to become attached, but electricity is ultimately going to need to be released. Because it is part of the problem, and it has been from its inception. It's made people sick. Arthur Furstenberg, who I don't like or trust, but he does put out some really good stuff. His book goes deep into the history of electricity and how sick people have been from the very beginning with electricity. He also sent out an email yesterday that I got, very, very interesting, on electrosmog. I'm going to read you just one quick paragraph here. He said, the finding that only a single two-hour exposure to a mobile phone during their lifetime, even when the power of the phone was reduced 100-fold, caused permanent brain damage in young rats, makes it likely that we are raising, and perhaps have already raised, a generation of children with brain damage. And this is absolutely, unequivocally correct. Not only are the children brain damaged, the adults are brain damaged, and this is the driving force behind the Alzheimer's and dementia epidemic in older people. None of this is natural. Autism isn't natural. All the disorders we're seeing in children are not natural. Okay, they are brain damaged.
That's right.
Technology. So keep holding on to those phones, friends.
That just came out from Children's Health Defense. Janice, I put it up on the website, a study. I think it was based around that, yeah, that just a couple of hours with children holding and looking into the phones is causing brain damage.
Arthur Furstenberg actually wrote this piece. And maybe Children's Health Defense reposted it. I don't know.
Pretty sure, yeah.
But it's Arthur Furstenberg's work. He worked with a team of people on this document. This document's very powerful. I'll send you a link right here in the chat so you can take a look at this, Adam.
Parents are just not realizing the dangers of these, and I can't believe how many parents are giving their babies and their young children their older iPhones. Because they think in some twisted way that that's okay. Oh, no, they're just playing games and stuff like that. It's fine. You wouldn't believe how many little kids, toddlers, and kids in prams being pushed along the sidewalk by the mum. The kids inside the pram, a baby in nappies with this phone holding it up, doesn't even know what it's doing. And so this is what we have with parents now. They've got mobile phone plans. And when the plan goes out at the end of the year or whatever, they're updating to the newest model of iPhone and they're handing down the old iPhone to the kids in the house to play with. Because in their mind, they've made up their twisted decision that that's okay. No, you can't make calls.
The parents are brain damaged.
It's unbelievable.
They're not right. I was talking about this on my radio show the other day. You know, I go into the grocery store. There's like a 20-year-old cashier. And I needed, I can't remember exactly what happened, but I handed her a $100 bill and I said, I need a 50. I need, you know, I need change for the 100 and I need a $50 bill. So she gives me a 50, she hands me two 20s, and I swear to God, Adam, she stood there for 2 minutes trying to figure out what else she needed to give me.
She couldn't work out the 10, huh?
She couldn't work out the math because the computer didn't tell her what to do.
Yep.
So she's
frozen in time.
I know my nephews are brain damaged. My niece was telling my mother, at the age of 5, her son couldn't remember what he had for lunch. And that's her fault.
Yes.
Exposing her children to this technology.
Yes. Yeah, it's crazy.
The parents are retarded. The children are retarded. Okay, what future is this? Is why their bloodlines are coming to an end. This can't continue. The retarded children are also going to be infertile. It's going to end. And we're like there. It is ending. The infertility rates have skyrocketed. So it's coming to a close. We don't have much longer.
It's unbelievable, man.
I do got to get going, Adam.
Yes, Janice, we'll plug out for today. And your webinar, where you want to give the date out like you did before, and the sign-up process.
Please go to my website at birthofanewearth.com. Look at the webinar on assisted reproductive technologies. It's scheduled for August 15th. At 6 p.m. U.S. Eastern, and you can get a 10% discount on the webinar if you join my ministry, Birth of a New Earth Ministry, which is one of the first posts on my website. So please look at the ministry posting. Please read that through. Look at the images. Consider whether you'd like to join the ministry. You can also get a 10% discount on private sessions with me, and you gain access to the parenting program, the 20-week parenting program, for those that are still interested in reproducing in the right way. They can come through my parenting program, and all of this will be bringing us into the new earth. So, yeah, that's about it, Adam.
I'll put all the details up. And for all of that, for all the followers and listeners out there to click on and have a look at, great chatting with Janice Barcelo today. As always, just stay there for a sec, Janice, while I stop our recording. And Janice will be back again soon for another podcast as we move forward. And always great speaking with you about everything. Janice Barcelo, it's wonderful to have you on with me here today on the podcast. Thanks so much.
Great to be with you, Adam. Thank you so much.